thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Now tonight, just a wee simple word from that the Lord gave me, and it's very simple, but we trust that it'll be a blessing to somebody's heart here tonight. And I'm going to just read a few verses of scripture, and then hopefully if it'll link it all together. So if you have your Bible with you tonight, turn to the first one, and it's found in Isaiah in the first chapter, a very well known verse of scripture. And here's what it says. That's Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. And please listen. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And then another wee verse that's well known, and you'll soon know the word that I'm going to dwell on tonight when I read a few of these verses. And you can turn again if you want, but a well-known verse of scripture found now in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and the first two verses. And this is again what God's word says. "We then as workers together with him," that's with God. What a wonderful thing that the Lord calls that we can work with him. "Beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee." Please listen. "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And just a couple of more wee verses here, and then we'll bring a few wee thoughts to you. And again, a well-known portion of scripture, but again, worth reminding ourselves of this word, and if it hasn't come clear to you, round the word now. If you please go to Luke's Gospel chapter 14, and we'll break in at verse 15. It's interesting that the Gospel of Luke, of course written by a doctor, and he wrote the book of Luke under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and he wrote the book of Acts under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And actually from chapter 14 right through to chapter 17 verse 10, most of this material is not found in the other Gospels, but so important. And we'll break into chapter 14 at verse 15, and it says, "And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servants at supper time to them that were bidden, Come." Now listen, "for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse." And just one other verse I found in Acts, well known. Paul preaching at Mars Hill, and he brought the word of God to them, and this is what he said to those folk that day, breaking in Acts 17 verse 30, "And the times of this ignorance God winked it, but please listen, but now, commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Now we'll just end our readings there. We might bring in a few other texts as we go through it. Let's pray again. Our loving Father, we thank you for the lovely sense of your presence already in the midst. We thank you, Lord, that we can sing these wonderful songs, some old and some new. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. And Lord, we do trust you tonight, Lord, as we come round your word now, and you know we need help. We need the help of the Holy Ghost. We just pray, Lord, that you'll speak through us tonight. Hide us behind the cross. And Lord, that your great name will be uplifted and glorified as we come round your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, just thinking about the meeting tonight, just one wee word. And actually, earlier on in the year, the Lord impressed this word in my own mind and heart. Now! Now, that's a simple word. Not many, but understand now. The urgency of the matter, the little word now, is a very interesting word. The word means at the present moment of time. Now, just coming down the road and thinking, it's the sense of urgency. Now, that wee word. The concept of now underscores the immediacy of God's presence and necessity of responding to his call without delay. And that word now tonight could be from a gospel perspective, which I'll mostly stick to, but it can be for a believer or a non-believer that the thing is urgent, you need to do it now. And perhaps there's someone here tonight and they have to make that decision for Jesus. And now is the time you need to do it. You know, it's over 40 years since I came to Ballymoney and time goes like that. And some decisions in life we can't push off and we shouldn't push off. And the first one I went to think about tonight, I was just thinking coming down the road, and the Lord impressed that, and I did preach part of this message earlier on in the year in a wee mission hall down in County Armagh, and I don't like doing repeats. But then I was thinking John Wesley, he said he didn't, till he had preached a sermon 40 times, he didn't feel he ever got into it. And I don't know if you ever heard of George Whitefield, at the same time of the Wesleys, and he preached over 300 times on this verse, you must be born again. He preached on the new birth over 300 times. And somebody says to him, Mr. Wheatfield, can you tell me why you preach so much on you must be born again? Well, he says, because you must be born again. So sometimes it's worth repeating a matter. And tonight I want to bring you this wee word. It's not hard to understand. It's not a big long word. And not fruits of urban man. Now. I want to speak about the now of the Saviour. The very first one. And this is the first verse that I read in you here tonight. And this doesn't come from the Elam Church. It doesn't come from Donald Coulter. It doesn't come from a missionary society. It doesn't come from a denomination. I'll tell you who it comes from, the Lord. You see. It says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. So that's worth listening to. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Just talking to Roy Donnelly when he came in, and he's one of the friends of acquaintance, you say, Jonathan, earlier, but I'm going to call him an old friend. And when I came here first in 1984, at the end of that year, it was becoming the pastor of the Elam Church down in Edward Street at that time was Pastor William Holicombe. You probably know a lot of them, don't remember him. And he often preached down in Brookborough. He's one of the old early Elam boys. And he actually was a Methodist minister, and he was the Reverend Holican, and when he moved over to Elam, they called him Pastor Hooligan. Elam got a rough time in those days. But he was an anointed preacher. And at the end of that, I was staying, I'd moved up from Fermanagh, I was staying with my friend Wesley Kerr, and only a few nights, only one Sunday night, I think I was here while at the end of Pastor Holican's time here. But he preached in this verse, and that's 41 years ago, and I didn't need to take notes. I remember what he said. I don't know what he said, but it's three headings. And I'm going to share them again around this verse tonight, because the importance of now, as he brought this verse of Scripture 41 years ago, it hasn't changed a bit 41 years later. And perhaps for someone right here in the meeting tonight. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And this is what he suggested to the people that night. Come in your sin. Come in your sin. Problem we all have. Don't need to tell an audience like this. We're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There's none righteous, no, not one. And the Lord here, under this invitation, he asked the people to come now, right now. Come in your sin. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a loving Savior. He's a merciful Savior. And you can come in your sin tonight, and this is the promise he has made. If you're outside of Christ without a Savior, if you've never put your trust in Christ and Christ alone for your salvation, the invitation is tonight to come now. And it doesn't matter how clean side of the road you're on, we're all sinners, or if you are on another side of the road that has been crazy. This invitation is clear from the Savior to come in your sins. He says, come now. And he says to come in your sin. And he says, though your sins be as scarlet. A deep-dyed sinner. That's an old word. No matter what you've done, a deep-dyed sinner or otherwise, he says, if you come to the Lord right now and repent of your sin and put your faith in him, he says, they'll be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful invitation? That is a wonderful invitation I had as a young man at 21 and out in the world and yet knew the gospel. But when Christ came to Christ and realized I was a sinner and lost and on my way to hell, that I came, and even with the sins I'd committed, I came to a Savior who lovely took me in and washed my sins away in his precious blood. And that's available tonight. And the invitation from the Savior. What an invitation from the God of glory, from the high. See, Isaiah, he was known as the Old Testament evangelist. Kept things simple. Evangelists also do. They don't confuse people. And the invitation was to come in their sin and it could be dealt with. And old Holocan said that night as well, not only come in your sin, but come in your senses. You know, the gospel's totally reasonable, and the invitation was again, come now and let us reason together. Isn't it amazing that the God of glory, the Lord, would want to come to an old sinner and want to reason with them? And want to show them the way to salvation and the way to glory? Come in their senses. And I think that has become more important over the last 41 years. And I'm getting older and the grey matter and the memory's not as good. But actually, I've in-laws and they have dementia. And extreme Alzheimer's. And can I just say this to everyone in the meeting tonight? Don't put it off. And why the invitation has come now, you won't always have your senses. I remember as a young man coming out of Enniskillen and coming on an accident, and there was a young doctor and the car went under a lorry. We tried to get her out, and she did get out and lived for many years, but never regained consciousness. Never regained her senses. And I think what Holocan was getting that night, not only to come in your sin, but come, you know, when you can reason, when the Lord's speaking to you, when the Lord's convicting you, when the Holy Ghost is coming to you, in a lovely summer's night in July 2025, and you're in your full senses, and you can reason it out, and the Lord's bringing this invitation to you that you can be saved. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come in your sin. Come in your senses. And come in your season. Come in your season. Come now. And perhaps there's someone in the meeting tonight and the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, convicting you. Now's the time. Come in your season. Why do I say that? You know, I was brought up in the gospel, knew the gospel, rejected the gospel, knew I needed to be saved, but wanted the world, and the decision had to be made. And you know, a verse of scripture that really caught me the night I was saved? You know that my spirit shall not always strive with man. It's wonderful to be in a gospel meeting. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Under lovely singing. Where the Lord's moving. where the Spirit of God's moving. And yet for you it could be the last time. My Spirit shall not always drive with man. We live in terrible times, and the Lord could come tonight. You need to come in your season. Don't like bringing it up, but none of us promised tomorrow. We may not be about tomorrow. And that's why I think the Savior brings this lovely invitation as expressed by Isaiah the prophet, inspired by the Holy Ghost, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What a wonderful now. And I trust if there's anyone in the meeting that, and to this moment in time, young or old, from the youngest person to the oldest person, I don't know you all, but if you haven't put your faith and trust in Christ, I would urge you, on the authority of God's word and by this wonderful invitation, to come now. And then the other verse of scripture I read in your hearing, and it's very simple and it gives the same message, and I'm calling it the now of salvation, found in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. Wonderful invitation. For he saith, and that's the Lord, as God says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. And then there's two nows. And this is the authorized version I'm reading, and I have the ESV beyond it here, and it says the same, for he says, in a favorable time I listened to you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you, and behold, now is the accepted or the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And if that other verse was the now of the Savior and this wonderful invitation, this is the now of salvation, the opportunity of salvation, the opportunity that God gives you. And it's been suggested that it has been a provided opportunity. Another opportunity provided for you to come under the sound of God's word. Another opportunity is provided for men and women, boys and girls, to put their trust in Christ. It's a present opportunity, as we've already suggested. It might not always be there. Present opportunity. And looking back, and the Lord has kept me, and if the Lord could save and keep me, he can save and keep anyone in this meeting. It's a precious opportunity. It's a precious moment. See, when you're saved, and even when you get grey hairs, it's precious to know that it's well with your soul. It's precious to know that you're saved not only for time but for eternity. It is precious to know if God would come or call that it's well with the soul. It's a precious opportunity. And as we sit in the meeting tonight, I trust that if there's anyone outside of Christ, that you will acknowledge that this is another opportunity where God, not me, not even this church, although they have provided that opportunity. Some churches don't even have a Sunday meeting now to preach the gospel. And I understand that things have changed. And I trust you are saved tomorrow, and we're talking about Monday, that we get opportunities to tell people about the Savior and provide them an opportunity to make a decision for Jesus. But as the Lord has provided an opportunity right here, this night in this meeting, another opportunity is present. It is this moment of time. It's now. It's precious. But it's passing. The old hymn writer said, Jesus is passing this way. Is passing this way today. And trust me, the Lord Jesus in this meeting, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is passing through Ballymoney. And once again, he's laying the claims of the gospel and giving anyone outside of Christ this tremendous opportunity to be saved. I like that word, saved. Every page of the Bible says today, every tick of the clock says today, every beat of your heart says today, every obituary column seems to cry out today. Behold, now, now is the day of salvation. Thinking about that, I'll not quote the old hymn, but an old hymn says, come ye weary, heavy laden, bruised and ruined by the fall, if you wait until you're better. Some people think that, you know, I need to clean up a wee bit first. Never happen. If you wait until you're better, you will never come at all, not the righteous. Sinners, Jesus came to call. Another opportunity. The now of salvation. And I was thinking around this, and this wee word now going around in my head, and the Lord gave me more. Actually, there's over 15,000 references now in the Bible, so we'll not go through them all tonight, don't worry. I'm just pulling a few out here. The gods of the now. He's a very present. He's the I am God. He's the ever-present God. But I was thinking of that wee, the now of the supper. In Luke 14, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent a servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And it's great for a gospel preacher to stand on a platform and know when he's telling people to come, you see, to come, that there's something that's tremendous you're inviting them to. Everything that is required for your and my salvation has been accomplished. All things are now ready. The gospel is full and complete. When the Lord Jesus, I can tell you, when he uttered those words on Calvary's cross, it is finished. He had done everything that is required to pay the debt for your and my sins. And he rose again to prove it. He's a risen, exalted Savior. He's alive tonight. And he can save to the uttermost all, not some, all that come to God through him. And when he was speaking of this supper, it was just more than a great feast. It was an invitation to come to him. And behind the idea of that supper was an invitation for salvation. It was a wonderful, wonderful picture of salvation. And as he was speaking there, and as Luke wrote those words, that was what he was trying to present. He was saying this here, come, for all things are now ready. All things that are required for our salvation has been accomplished. There's no one. I'm a whosoever man. There's no one in this gospel meeting tonight. But the invitation for you, and you can be wonderfully, gloriously saved. Wonderfully, gloriously saved. This great supper, or to say it another way, this great salvation has been prepared for you by God when God gave His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's cross for you and me. He prepared this great supper. And by the way, there will be a great supper. For all that are redeemed one day will sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And all that's required. And he has made this available to everyone tonight. And he said, come, for all things are now ready. And you have heard it before, that little word, come. Come is for children. And if there's children in the meeting tonight and you're not saved, the Lord says, come, and come now. O is for older people, boys like me. My grandfather was 70 when he saved me. Grandmother was, I think, 47, she told me, saved in Mr. Gale's Hall in Brookborough. Christ saves at all ages, but for children, for older people, for middle age, and there's middle age in our meeting tonight, and you think life in front of you, but it's for you It's for everyone. The amazing thing is, and I trust it doesn't happen this meeting, you know what it says about when he invited them? They all began to make excuses. I'm not going down that line tonight, but listen. The devil will come and say, some more convenient day. He'll have an excuse for you, but there is no excuse. The Lord has made this tremendous supper, and he's inviting you to come and dine tonight. It's a feast that'll never run out. A feast for time and eternity. He'll feed you in the Word of God. You'll have lovely fellowship with saints, and it'll not be a trouble-free life, but it'll be the best life, I can tell you that now, and then eternity. It's a wonderful invitation for a supper to come, and to come now. All things are now ready. Just the other verse that I read, and it's very important, because if you put the flip side in that too, and it's important, Paul, and I was in Athens a couple of years ago, and I got a picture right beside Mars Hill, and in Greek they have this portion of scripture in Acts 17, but just pulling out this verse, that God, now on this day of grace, now. And I've really described this, and I couldn't get the right word, and being an old-time preacher, you know, I'm into the letters, but the scale of it, or the scope of it, this is what it is. God now commandeth all men, and not all men means men, women, boys and girls, every human being, all men everywhere, and that means Ballymoney, to repent. Mind it again that Paul speaking to the elders at Ephesus, and he said, I was faithful. I preached to you repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God today calls again, and right now calls all men, women, boys and girls, to acknowledge their sinners, to acknowledge their lost, and to turn from that sin, which is called repentance, and to acknowledge they can't save themselves, they can't work their way to heaven, they can't do anything to get to heaven, but the Lord Jesus, they turn to him and by faith and put their trust in Jesus Christ and him alone, the only one that can save the sinner, and he will save you now. And the scale of that is, it's for everyone, it's for everywhere, for every continent, every country, every nation, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, God calls everyone in this day of grace to repent. People don't like that word. They turn away when they think, well, I don't want to turn away from my sin. I don't want to trust the Savior. But that's the call. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he has raised him from the dead. And why don't you just repent and believe this very hour? And that's the invitation again that the Lord gives. And just a few other verses on my mind, and I keep an eye on the watch here. And it's a wonderful verse too, and there's many verses that we could bring to you about now, but thinking about this again, and a wee verse in Ephesians, and please listen to this. On Ephesians 2:13, and of course you have many great verses in Ephesians, that Ephesians 2, in that letter that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. But this is the one here that I want you to get. But now. In Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, I've called that the now of state, and to just what I mean by that, the particular condition that someone is in at a specific time. And he said, there was a time that you were far off. And if you go to the verse before it, verse 12, there's only one state, two states really you can be in, to keep it simple. Paul, writing the church at Ephesus, he said this in verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ. So there's one condition. You're without Christ. But here it is in verse 13, but now in Christ. So there's another now for you. I want to ask you, what state are you in tonight? Are you in Christ? Or are you without Christ? Because you can't be in Christ tonight. Because as far as our sins was concerned, we're separated from God. In the most simple term, we're far off. But God has made this provision in Christ that we have read in your hearing, and it's a wonderful thing to rejoice in. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's a wonderful, wonderful provision. And I'm just thinking about that. What, right now, if I was to go down to you, are you in Christ? Because the moment you're saved, you're in Christ. Or are you without Christ? The other condition will be one day for those that are in Christ will be with Christ. And Paul said to be with Christ is far better. When you get my age, you don't ask people like me, how are you, for you start telling about their pains and aches. You see? I try to give myself a nip, and if somebody says, not too bad, doing well. But you know, the blood pressure tablet, and a bit of arthritis. But there's a day coming that's far better. I can tell you there's a day coming when we're with Christ, and the tears will be gone, the pains will be gone, the death will be gone, and be with Christ. But here it is. If you're ever going to be with Christ, you need to be in Christ. Are you in Christ tonight? The hymn writer said, out of Christ without a Savior, oh, can it be? Like a ship without a rudder on a wild and stormy sea. Oh, to be without a Savior, with no hope or refuge nigh. Can it be, oh, blessed Savior, one without thee dares to die? And I think tonight, if you are saved tonight, rejoice in this glorious fact that you're in Christ. Now, I had the privilege of serving on the mission 15 years, but I never really was a pastor, never really married one or buried anybody. But there's an old man, he says to me, Donald, will you bury me? Well, he says, do you really want that, Alfie? Oh, he did. An old man that supported us in the mission. He was 103. And sadly, the children weren't saved, but one of the verses that we're fit to read at his funeral was this. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed, happy are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit. I love it when the Spirit of God says something. That they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Oh, are you in that state tonight? Are you in that state you can only say, Donald, I'm in Christ? Can look away back to the time when I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and I know I'm in Christ. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful position. Now, we could take you down that there. Big time about what it means being Christ. I'm not going to. But as my holidays there over in England, and one of the wee places going down to Cornwall, I like to stop off as Chatter and Chatter Gorge. And above that, there's a place, a church where a man, Augustus, top lady, was a minister way back in the 1700s. He was at Trinity College, and he was in Trinity College in Dublin, and he went out to a barn, meeting in a barn. In one of the counties below Dublin, might have been Wicklow. And the old boy preaching, he says he could hardly preach. But what did he preach on that night? Brought top lady to Christ. I hope it brings you to Christ tonight. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. You know, I was brought up in the Elam. One of the things the Elam made with much of the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you can be in Christ tonight and sure of heaven because you've been washed and redeemed by the precious blood. We're redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his Infinite mercy is child and forever I am. It's a wonderful thing. And I think Top Lady got it. And why I wanted to go up there again, up to the Chatter Gorge, and up there one night he was coming, and that time there was no cars, and there was a storm, and he hid in a rock. And these words came to his mind as he hid in the rock from the storm. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from wrath and make me pure in Christ. Redeemed by precious blood. What a state to be in. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and Lorraine says, don't you be boring the people in Ballymoney tonight. So I says, I'll have them out inside there. So Jonathan's going to come and sing another song. But I want to tell you something if you're really saved tonight. It's a wonderful thing, because I want to encourage you as a believer too. And there's much we could say. There's a now of the second coming. I'm not going to go in it, but we need to live in these days as believers right now, in the light of the Lord's return. I'm not going into that one. But I've down one here, the now of substance. And this is something that people are saved. It's a wonderful condition, you see. Which in time past, Peter is talking to a group of people in 1 Peter 2 and 10, and they're under persecution, and he says this to them. He says, there was a time past where we were not a people, but now we're the people of God. Isn't it wonderful that he could take a few old ragavons, like old sinners, and make us the people of God? It's wonderful to be among those people tonight, the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. Isn't it mercy? I love the mercy of God. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied for me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. And you believer tonight, rejoice in this fact that right now, you're the people of God. Isn't that a lovely thing to be? In fellowship, walking with him. And you know, just a few of them. Right now, if you're a believer and you're a substance of what we are, we're the people of God. And in Romans you find out, now we're justified by his blood. That right now we have received reconciliation, we're at peace with God. That right now we're made free from sin. That right now we are freed from the law, we have freedom in Christ. And right now, there is therefore now, no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. Because the wrath of God that was my due upon the Lamb was laid. And we're right now, if you're not saved, you're under condition, under condemnation. If you're saved, no condemnation. And rejoice in that glorious fact, and it always makes me praise his lovely name. And the last one to know this here, that you're not only a people of God, you're a son and daughter of God. Right now. Right now. If you're saved. This is what John tells us in 1 John 3, 2. Beloved. I love that word, beloved. He calls the children of God beloved. Sometimes we lack a bit of love in the church, don't we? We should love one another. And when he addressed fellow believers, he said, beloved. And can I say to the folk in Ballymoney here that's saved by God's grace, beloved now. Right now, we're the sons and daughters of the living God. Isn't that some place to be? And you're outside of Christ, you can be neat. Our position, beloved, now we're the Son of God. That's our standing. The potential, and oh, do we practice and live out, and do I live out, and tomorrow morning we will live as sons of God, the people of God, right now in Ballymoney and district. And if you're not saved tonight, if you're not saved, behold now is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation. I'm going to say this because this has been rolling through my head too. Paul, writing to young Timothy, said, this is a faithful saying, unworthy of all acceptation. that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. And the Lord can gloriously, wonderfully, and eternally save you, Nate. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.